Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Asia. May I have your zip code, please?
24354.
All right, and could I possibly have your first and last name?
Tammy Craighead.
Okay, and that zip code was 24354.
Mm-hmm. And your name was Asia?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
All right. And for security purposes, could you verify the address on this account?
431 Mitchell Valley Drive, Marion, Virginia, 24354.
Give me just a moment while I actually look over your account. Okay, I do see where you purchased our rebalance hemp one oil, and you stated that you were going to call back with the bank. What could I possibly assist you with today?
Well, I need to speak with a supervisor in order to get this refunded because I did not agree to a free trial. And when I offered to send it back, they told me I couldn't because of COVID. So that's not business in good faith. So can I speak to a supervisor, please?
Unless okay,
you can give me the refund.
We all go by the same protocol. These charges are valid on the 22nd of January once you actually purchase our item. And you pay $5.95. It does state in our terms and conditions that you get 14 days to try our product. If you don't make that call to give us a call back to let us know whether or not you want the product, then you will be charged the full amount for that product. And on that 15th day, which was on the 7th of February, if you don't call us between February the 7th and January the 6th, then you will be charged again. I'm sorry, not January, March the 6th. You will be charged again March the 7th if you don't call us back within that time frame. And you also receive a shipment from us.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you now to cancel it, and I would like to speak with a supervisor, please.
Okay, I'll go by the same protocol, but because those charges are actually valid, and also, you stated that you will call back with your bank on the phone?
I did. I've already signed an affidavit with my bank to dispute the charge, and they asked me
okay,
to call
so you
and talk with your supervisor.
Okay, so you definitely will have to call back with their bank on the line, being that you just stated they filled out, I'm not sure what the name of it is, a dispute with their bank. So you'll have to call back with them on the line to discuss any further charges or to ask to be, be transferred to a supervisor.
Okay, well, I can get them on the line right now as we're speaking.
Okay, you'll have to call back with them on the line. We can't merge the call while we're on the phone.
I'm not going to make them hold for 15 minutes like I just did.
Okay, well, they will have to call back. They can call back by themselves, or they can call back with you on the phone. But we can't call because they have to be on the call once we answer them for you.
I'm sorry. You were breaking up really bad, and I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Okay, you can't merge the call with me and the bank because they will have to call back with you on the line. So they have to already have us on the, you have to already have them on the phone once we pick up the phone for you.
Okay. All right. I will call them back right now.
All right.
Let them know what you said. Thank you.
All right. If you have any more questions.